It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me ask you a question.
I bet you ain't never even been late. How about that?
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Hey!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I wish this was TV.
This is kind of like, for those of you that like the program, and I hope some of you do.
Some do.
This is kind of the time of the week where we're starting to really get excited.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Normally, we just get excited about BYOB Friday anyway, because it's a lot of fun to do that show. And we get a lot of people that participate in it. But tomorrow is very special with a party on the 8th out of Bungalow Billiards in
Chantilly.
This is
big for us.
So we're very excited, and we hope you are, too. And we want to see a bunch of you out there tomorrow night for our big party on the 8th.
Come on out.
As far as the show is concerned, I want you to listen at the end of this segment. I'm going to be giving away a pair of two-day passes to this weekend's Virgin Festival 2008.
Oh.
Did Beth Ann, did she promote it?
The Festival of the Virgins?
Do you have to be a virgin to go?
It's the Virgin. Just anything that has 2008 on it, I think that she has, you know, she has her finger
it's her deal.
On it. At Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore that features, listen to this lineup, the Foo Fighters, Wilco, Stone Temple Pilots, and more.
Oh, my God.
That's deets at virginmobilefestival.com. What does that mean? Beth Ann?
Deets, details.
Oh, Deets. Oh,
you think?
Yeah,
you think
that's young and hip. I've heard that.
Deets
yeah.
at virginmobilefestival.com. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a typo. Tickets through Ticketmaster. As soon as Rob said young and hip, I knew what that meant. Details at virginmobilefestival.com. I will just tell you this. Oh, good. Deets. 20-year-old.
The Foo
Thanks
Fighters.
A lot. I'm 49 effing years old. Details, for Christ's sake. I'm an old radio guy.
You know what it is, Mike?
Jesus
Christ. You can get the 411.
And you know, both of you, you know what you both did to me right there? You
what?
Both did the 1-2 effing punch on
no,
me
no,
right
no,
there.
No, I'm
she
helping.
Writes it, and then you go, it's young and hip. That's why you don't understand it. I go, F to you, F to you. There we go. There, how do you like that? So anyway, my clue for everybody is...
Good luck the next time you need help figuring out what deets means.
Oh, deets.
I'm
going to
hide
deets.
Under the board.
I knew what deets. It was the way she wrote it, okay?
Hi, I'm Mr. Deets.
Hi, Deets. Deets and Watson. A delicious deli meat. Anyway, what I want to tell you is that if you've listened to the show all day today, that could prove
is
beneficial
she trying
to for
cool
you.
Cool the room by opening the door that many times.
If you want to win a pair of 2-day passes, so
what
that's all I have to tell you. Mm-hmm. All right, three queens going to get groomed. We went to the grooming lounge today. I want to thank Bill and all the good people over at the grooming lounge in Tyson's Corner for giving us a what?
Oh, I just realized you tore open that package.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not supposed to. It has an easy open pouch on it. Now it can't be resealed. They'll all dry out. I'm sorry. I just noticed it.
Well, excuse me. Did someone label this segment Kick Mike on the Back Day?
I'm sorry.
You didn't tell me that you said,
I have.
You know, I didn't know you had the whole goddamn drugstore in your satchel. And I said, my instant replay needed cleaning. And then you said, I've got cleaning wipes. And I said, okay, cleaning wipes. Uh-huh. You handed me this thing. It's real thin.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I mean, I'll use them all.
Didn't you see him murdering it?
No,
what,
I didn't
did you
notice.
Want me to hand it back to you?
No, it's got a reclosable thing
oh,
so
horrible.
That it doesn't
lose. Horror of horrors. You know, I'm sorry. Rosie the Riveter. I just didn't, you know.
Oh, no.
I was just trying to get this thing clean, and I didn't know that it. I didn't know. Did you see me struggling with it before the break?
No, I did not.
I was talking about how hard it was
oh,
to
he
open.
He was putting on a terrific show.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah,
here it is.
See?
It's the special opening.
Just opens right up, and then it seals closed again so as to keep the moisture in the wipes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm real sorry that I wrecked that for you.
That's all right.
I'm sorry I destroyed your wipes.
I didn't
valued at about like 89 cents.
Distract you. I just saw it, and I was horrified.
The
all
thing
right.
is, there was none of this sniping when we were getting our day.
We started our day very happy. Yeah, we had a very good time
you
without Buzz obsessing over 89 cents worth of wipes. I'm sorry. And they smell just wonderful.
That's $5.
But I just was cleaning. I'm cleaning this right now. And I might,
the replay, your yeah. instant replay.
That's hot.
Sorry.
It's done some good.
Thank you. It is hot when I'm cleaning it. And
do you think, what has gotten it so dirty?
I don't know.
No
I'm the only one that
it.
Uses it. But, I mean, a lot of stuff around here just gets caked with grime.
Good
like,
news.
Look, have you seen the computers that we use here?
Yeah, they're
how
filthy.
Foul those are?
They're
I'm
going
to clean that one up, too.
Very
do that right now. And while we're doing that, let's go right to Tyson's Corner this morning.
Yes.
Rob got the tape recorder out. We all rendezvoused together, and we had a day of beauty at Tyson's Corner. And let's go to, we've got 10 clips of this today.
Yes, we do.
Let's go to cut one in our day of beauty, and we hope you enjoy it, ladies.
Cut one.
We should have music in back of it, too.
You want
that sounds like feedback.
I think I comment.
Nice feedback. Hello, this is your Action News reporter, and I have spotted Mike O'Mara. I am here live on tape. Actually, electronic media at Tyson's to the Galleria, right outside the grooming lounge. Our appointment is at 11:30. It'll be myself, Rob Spiewak, along with show host Mike O'Mara and show newsman Buzz Burbank. But we're all going to enter together because we love making an entrance. And yes, here he is, a vision in blue, sunglasses hanging jauntily from the nape of his neck. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike O'Mara. Mike, how have you been?
Very disturbed.
How come?
I was walking through Macy's, and there were these huge, massive posters of Martha Stewart staring at me. I don't like her. I don't like what she's about, and she scares me, and she frightens me, and it's really messed up our Three Queens Day of Beauty already, as far as I'm concerned. And don't you look wonderful in your new Hawaiian shirt?
Jealous.
Is it brand new?
It is. First time I've worn it.
Very, very exciting. Here we are. We're in the mall, and here comes Buzz Burbank.
Hold on a second.
One question for you, Mike.
Do we sound like queens already or what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait till I get there.
Yeah, fun. All right. And here comes Buzz Burbank.
I have but one question for you, Mike. Is this Tyson's 1 or Tyson's 2?
I believe this is the Galleria, which would be Tyson's 2.
Yes.
And we are three queens waiting for a lovely day of beauty here. And let me see if you can tell that we're in a mall. You see, you can tell. I just wanted to prove to everyone that we're in a very large four-story mall. Very exciting.
Now look, here's Queen Elston the First.
Hi, how are you? I'm ready for my close-up, or will be soon.
We all look really good unshaven, by the way. We look like we just came in from a bender.
We look like somebody just passed us. In my case, it's usually true that I came in. I'm on my second day of my hangover from the other night. You remember that, of course.
Still sticking around?
No, I just feel my eyes. I feel like my eyes are a little bit like George Bush Sr.'s eyes today. I feel just a little like I'm having trouble seeing.
Shall we go in?
Let's make our way into the fabulous. And thank you for holding the microphone. This is great.
You don't want to hold it?
No, I don't want to hold it. And I think we should announce to everybody that they could be on CBS Radio for broadcast. That's it. So we're making our way into the grooming lounge right now for our day of beauty.
How are you?
This is our good friend Peter.
Bill,
as I said, Bill. Bill, good to see you. Nice
Rob,
to see you
Buzz,
again.
Nice to see you guys.
Since Rob's holding the microphone now like Larry Bud Melman, I think I'll take over. Yeah. Anything you'd like to say, Rob?
I'm sure happy to be here.
Rob Buzz?
I'm happy to be here.
And Peter, we're very, very... Bill, we're very, very excited about our day of beauty.
Wonderful. I'm glad you guys are here. You know, I'm ready to get you guys, you know, shaves, haircuts, manicures, a little eyebrow waxing.
It'll look... Now, the eyebrow waxing, that's what I'm actually looking forward to more than anything else. Now, do you have a champagne room here at the grooming lounge?
We do not have a champagne room, but I'll be happy to serve you a martini.
All right, I'm going to paint the picture. A lot of dark wood.
Yes.
It's very, very rich woods that we have here. Seems like it's a very busy place. You seem at this hour of the morning, I would think at 11:30 a.m. you wouldn't be all that busy, but just goes to show that nobody in Washington, D.C. works for a living.
No one's home.
No one's home.
And this is the way it is all the time. We're always jamming.
Always jamming. And always busy. That's the grooming lounge.com. All right. All right, Rob, you take the microphone now.
Thank you.
This way, gentlemen. I'm going to bring you guys into the lounge area. This is where we typically sit gentlemen down before we get our services started. So have a seat, couple of flat screens. We've got a bar. I can get you guys anything you like to drink, anything such as espresso, water, root beer.
I would like a Scotch Old Fashioned, please.
I can bring that for you right now.
I'd like a pink squirrel.
I got no pink squirrels.
I see you've got these little mints so that you can freshen your breath. See, I've had a protein shake, which makes my breath smell a little bit like butt. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have one of these mints because I've already taken a look at the... I like the outfits the ladies are in. I like the Oxford shirts with the gray flannel type little pants that are a little fitted and a little tight. Very nice.
And the lovely woman right here to the right, Kaylee with the glasses, will be the one that's going to be providing your services today, Mike.
That'll work for me there, Peter, Bill.
Good stuff.
And now this, this is like the holding cell?
This is the
private little cattle car that we're all in here?
Absolutely. So this is the lounge area. We have them in each one of our stores and basically a place for you guys to just hang out, relax before we start.
Do you offer puffy today? For some reason, the eyes are not going with me today, so I'm just feeling like I'm a little puffy.
Absolutely. We carry a variety of men's grooming products. Actually, I'll bring one over for you now. Give it a shot. It'll take some of the puffiness down.
Yeah.
You'll look refreshed.
Way to go, Peter, Bill. I'll take a scoop of that myself.
All right. I'll get that for you as well.
I've never felt more lovely. None for me, thanks.
And so I guess now is the time when we remove all of our clothes.
Well, no, I prefer if you keep your clothes
okay.
on.
Okay. All right. We'll do that.
We're not that type of massage place.
Good. Yeah, no problem at all.
All right. Well, then we'll have a seat, and thank you. We'll see you when we see you.
Sounds good, gentlemen.
How many guys are in here getting haircuts? Jesus. Look at this place. It's packed.
It's rocking.
Bill, I would have really appreciated you clearing the decks for us, but that's all right.
I'd like a lovely sarsaparilla.
A sarsaparilla? Mm-hmm. I have a root beer.
Yeah, that'll do.
Give you a sarsaparilla.
I'll have a Diet Coke.
I don't have Diet Coke because here at the
you
grooming.
You don't have Diet Coke?
No. No, where else can you go? Right. Where else can you go but a place like the grooming
directional microphone, or is it a unidirectional?
Yeah, it's a unidirectional, yeah.
What do you have?
Okay, I have root beer, because where else are you going to get a nice frosty mug of root beer than at the grooming?
I got to stop this. Pause. Bill is a promotional android.
Yeah. How so?
That man is God. He's got it going. He's just like a machine, okay? Mm-hmm. We know where we are. We've said it 150 times.
Diet root beer or some sort of water, something that's not going to be a sugary soda like Skinny Buzz gets to have.
Okay, well.
Skinny, unshaven, puffy-eyed Buzz.
How about a vodka? That doesn't have as much sugar
in it. No.
It has plenty in his system. Party on the 8th tomorrow night. Join us at Bungalow Billiards in Chantilly. We're all going to be freshly groomed.
And the monkey.
Yeah, he's not the only promotion.
I was going to say, he's a robot.
He's not the only one.
8 p.m. All right, I want to take a deep breath. Turn the tape recorder off so I can gather myself.
And then we sat in the little cubicle there getting ready as we looked at the ladies in their hot outfits. You know, they wear belts. Their belts are ties, men's
very
neckties.
Hot.
Yeah, very, very, very hot. Mm-hmm. And where do we go to after this? Well, I guess we have to play the tape. Let's see segment two. We got one more time.
All right, we're back here at the grooming lounge. Bill has left the area of the holding area, and now we have one goal and one goal in particular to see what we can steal. Hello, Bill.
How are you?
Good to see you. Just came around the corner. I'm sorry. Nice to see you. Nice to see you. We'll be fine here for a little bit. We'll just sit tight.
Okay.
All right, we'll just sit tight.
Don't set anything on fire.
No, we're fine. We're fine. No problem at all. Thank you, brother. Thanks. We're okay. Off you go now. All right. Thank you. Off you go now. Yes, Buzz and Rob enjoying a nice beverage. Buzz, how is the root beer? It's delicious. I would have. Do you like ice in your root beer? Or do you like?
When it comes on a frosted mug like this, you don't need the ice, my friend.
Very good. All right, Rob, hold on a second. We're not going to have time to steal anything because Rob's. This is Rob's groomer.
Grooming expert.
Grooming expert, Amanda. Amanda, this is tape for broadcast for CBS Radio. Is that okay with you?
That's absolutely fine.
Very good. And you'll be handing Rob Spiewak?
Yes, I will.
Do you have any garden equipment that you can use on that mug?
Hey!
Well, look at you.
Take it easy.
Rob, you know, for some reason knew he was going to get a free shave. And so at that point decided he was never going to shave from that time forward. How many days has this been?
I found out on June 4th. 9 days.
Well,
I'm okay. I'm all right. 9 days, and will you be taking the shears to his beard before you take the razor?
I'll trim it down with trimmers, and then we'll get into the hot lather shave.
Nice. The hot lather shave.
The full body hot lather shave.
All right. Now, Bill, I have a question for you. What room will I be using for my Brazilian wax?
Well, we'll be going back to the aesthetics room where we do all
No shtick, Bill. Leave it to me, please. And who is Buzz's handler here?
Buzz's handler.
Let's step up. We're being very rude. You know, we're meeting these women, and we're...
It's nice to be seen.
Mike, this is Kaylee, and Kaylee's going to be doing your service.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, it's nice.
How are you?
Good.
You know, I am prone to sue, so please, no cutting.
Then why don't we go see Amanda?
All right, so we've all got our people here right now, right? All right, so I'm gonna turn the microphone over to you.
Well, I'm probably not the best one to handle it since I'm having the most work done.
I'd like to see. Can we just sort of observe Rob at the beginning, and then I'll move over to Kaylee. Can we do it that way?
Or I can even hold the mic, and we can kind of.
That's great, Bill. Why don't you hold the mic?
So.
All right. There you go.
Not a problem.
I'll hit stop, and when we want to start, you hit record.
Oh.
Bye now.
Bye. All right, one last thing before we take a break here. We are now moving to our chairs, I believe.
Just take more seconds.
Where are we going?
All right, we are back, and I'm with Kaylee. And Bill, get out of here. I'm fine. Everything's going to be A-okay. Kaylee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Kaylee, why don't you tell me what's going to happen today here at the Grooming Lounge? I'm all set to go.
Okay, well, today we're going to start...
A little closer to the microphone. Do not fear the microphone. It cannot bite you.
I completely fear the microphone.
You should not fear the microphone. No problem at all.
We're going to start off with the shave. Well, we're doing the shave in the chair. Tanera's going to come out.
As Rob said, that's the full body shave.
The full body shave, yes. No, not at all.
No, it's just like a face shave, right?
Just a face shave. I don't think I can handle the whole.
That's with hot lather?
Hot lather, yeah.
I'm very excited about that.
While we're doing the shave in the chair, Tanera's going to come out and do the business manicure. And then after that, we'll get into...
Now, what is the business? How does the business manicure differ from a regular manicure?
Monkey
just out
business.
Of curiosity.
Well, I know the business manicure can be done in the chair while you're getting either a shave or a haircut, so that kind of cuts down on time a lot. And it also does not include paraffin.
Doesn't include paraffin?
No.
Paraffin, of course, is wax.
Wax, yes. Wax that makes your hands silky soft.
Really? What about an anti-aging thing? Anything you can do for my puffy eyes?
Definitely. We have tons of eye creams that I can show you, and we can apply them during the shave.
Very good. All right. I'm going to get ready. I'll be right back. I want to walk over to Rob Spiewak. And who is Rob's handler here? What's her name?
This is Amanda.
All right. I'm going to go over to Amanda, who is now discussing with Rob what the treatments are going to be, I should say. Amanda, are you aware that Mr. Spiewak is riddled with disease?
I have chiggers, I have ticks, and I'm riddled with nits.
What do you do if you're, you know, that's a legitimate question, Amanda. Yeah, what legitimate. Do you do if you're working on a guy's hair and you discover a tick?
Nits.
Is there any training here at the grooming lounge for that?
Tick.
We freak out a little bit, probably.
You freak out a little bit, yeah, but have
sure.
you discovered any ticks?
I'll discover that, though.
Lyme disease, God. Very dangerous.
The first thing you do is they offer the tick a root beer.
Incidentally, what he's referring to, you see the man over in the other chair? That's Buzz Burbang. We refer to him as... The tick.
The tick.
Oh my God.
He swells up and feeds on your blood.
He's a vampire. He is creature of the night. She's just looking at him. I'm going to move over to the other chair. I will. Absolutely. Now let's go over to the oldest member of our trifecta here. A gentleman that probably needs more work than anybody else. It's Buzz Burbank. Buzz, how are you finding your, what is your handler's name here?
I'd like you to meet the lovely Ann, who's taking care of me today.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're going to be giving Buzz the standard shave and a haircut and a manicure.
Not standard.
Not standard. What's going on?
It turns out there isn't time. They only have time today to give me an estimate.
You're full of it. Stop it. Don't. You got me that way. It's too early in the morning. 11 o'clock. Shaving a haircut?
Yeah, and then he'll be going back to see Tenaria for his manicure.
Now, let me ask you, where is the secret room here?
What secret room?
There's no secret room?
No.
All right. I've asked everybody. Everybody's saying there isn't. So I guess they want to go with that story. I always heard. So are you about ready to get your hair cut? What are they going to be doing to your hair? Are they going to be coloring it?
I asked her to take off about 10 or 15 years.
Oh, good luck. All right. We'll check back with you soon. I'm going back over to my chair now.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi. What's your name?
Ellie.
Ellie?
Yes.
Oh, you spotted
yes.
her.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
You ever listen to the Mike O'Mara show?
Yes.
Sir. Yes.
Every day. Yes, she was lying. That's depressing right now. All right, what we're going to do now, Allie, is I'm going to turn off the tape recorder, and then we're going to check back in a few minutes, and I think we're going to want to record the eyebrow waxing. I think that's going to be fun. Is that okay with you?
It's fine.
Are you nervous still?
Little.
You shouldn't be nervous.
Are you nervous? This is
no, I don't have nerves. Too much alcohol.
Timer.
You're a first timer?
Yeah, are you?
So this is my virgin treatment here at the Desert Lounge or whatever it's called.
All right, we got to stop it there.
Okay,
we're going to take a break.
Pause.
Okay, yes, take a break. Right now, chance for you to win a pair of two-day passes to this weekend's Virgin Festival 2008 at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, featuring Foo Fighters, Wilco, Stone Temple Pilots, and more. Deets at virginiamobilefestival.com.
Deets.
Tickets through Ticketmaster. We've got a pair of two-day passes for you. Two pairs. I mean one pair.
One pair of two tickets.
Which is it? I'm sorry. Do you know what? This is a bone of contention, too. The whole pair.
I understand.
This is an adventure in and of itself.
I know.
Speaking
we
of
have
pairs,
a pair of 2-day passes.
A pair.
And then they write down four passes.
On a pair of 2-day passes.
Yeah, a pair
total
of
four passes.
No, I think it's a pair of 2-day passes.
Uh-huh.
Two people are going to get to go for 2 days.
Gotcha.
Right.
That's
same
exactly
two
what
people
happened.
Both days?
Caller number 100 will get a very special Mike O'Mara show question. If you answer it correctly, you will be going to the fabulous festival, the Virgin Festival 2008. We will take a short break and come back with the waxing segment in a few other moments that we had at the fabulous Desert Lounge today. It was big fun. We'll be back
grooming
with more
lounge.
Fun. Grooming Lounge. Yes, that's right, Allie, Kaylee, whatever
Bill.
Your name is.
Nice deets.
Thanks, Peter. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.